So taking some care as we settle into the posture for sitting meditation. With the understanding that whether our approach to practice is Zen or insight, the secret of all the schools of Buddhism is to be present for what's happening. Allowing this flow of experience to come and to go. What is it to meet the experience of this moment exactly as it is right now? Sounds will pass through, thoughts, images in the mind. Various sensations associated with this body. All aspects of this moment. As we simply open to this experience, we can notice that it's possible to, in a very gentle way, guide our attention, guide awareness. It's part of the art of meditation practice. Can we guide our attention to meet this embodied sense of sitting right now? We can notice the weight of the body. Letting this body sink into the chair, the cushion. What does it feel like to be supported? One of the meanings of Dharma is that which supports. In Dharma practice, we're supported by what is true. The way things are. Just checking in with how this body is right now. Are there any places that might benefit from being softened? Sometimes the muscles behind the face, the shoulders, softening the belly. Sometimes physical tension corresponds to tension or struggle in the mind. Just to notice. Can I be at ease with how things are right now? From this place of ease and well-being, inviting any of the sensations connected to the breath to come into awareness. How do I know that breathing is happening now? You may notice the rise and fall of the belly. Perhaps the movement of the chest. The flow of air right at the nostrils. See if we can be present for one complete in-breath. One complete out-breath. There's no need to improve the breath in any way, fix the breath. Just to be with it exactly as it is. this ordinary miracle of breathing. Breath may be short or long, shallow or deep. However it happens to be, is just fine for the purposes of awareness. Rather than seeing the breath as a tool or a technique, can we savor each breath? Appreciate each breath. How close can we get? How intimate? But take care of this breath. perhaps in the same way that a fish swims and a bird flies. A person breathes. This beautiful expression of who we are. after spending some time in this world of breathing, checking in with the body, noticing the impact, the resonance of this period of practice on our sense of the body. In the final few minutes of the meditation, bringing into awareness whatever may be difficult right now. Challenging. Painful. In the heart, mind, body. Our practice includes all of who we are. This container of heart and mind grows wider and wider, more and more vast. We can hold what is beautiful and what is difficult. learning to meet our experience with a soft, flexible mind. In the softness, little by little, we can accept things as they are. Yesterday in the talk, I shared something about this practice of just sitting, this practice of shikantaza. And one of the qualities of just sitting is this quality of softness, of gentleness. We're not kind of asserting our will onto the world, but there's a kind of receptive openness, receiving experience. And one of the ways that this can be integrated into our insight practice, our Vipassana practice, is that the insight practice helps us to more thoroughly sit, to more thoroughly accept, to more thoroughly meet. You know, so it's one thing if I say, yeah, I'm just sitting and I'm here, it's Tuesday, yeah, okay, you know. And, you know, it has a little bit of a kind of spaced out quality. Whereas what is it to just sit, just be here, but be really present, really connected for this sense of body, the body, the weight of the body, all of the sensations that make up what we call body. What is it to be so present, so connected, that we're here for the breath, we're here for the in-breath, and the space, and then the out-breath, and the space. You know, it has a little bit of a different feeling. So in mindfulness practice, in insight practice, there's almost like a way that the instructions unfold in that it's deconstructing the moment. You know, the moment has sensations in the body, has sensations of breath, has sounds, has mental activity, and these are all what we can know, you know, our experience. So for me, it's like, before we can accept and let go, which is kind of the flavor of Zen practice, we need to know what we're accepting, you know? We need to know what we're letting go of. Before I can be with an emotion and let it move through, let it pass, I need to be aware of what that emotion is, you know? So that's where I think our insight practice is so beautiful, has this kind of precision and profound respect for the kind of details of the moment. What am I feeling? Where am I feeling it? And so it's this clear seeing and insight. And then as I was guiding in the meditation, what is it to see and be mindful and connect in a way that is not instrumentalizing our experience? You know, to instrumentalize something, it kind of becomes an instrument. I know this is a tool and I'm going to use it for this and it's going to help me with this. And, you know, so there's one way of being with the breath, for example, that the breath is a kind of instrument. This is my tool. I'm going to be using mindfulness and breathing to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And that's okay. And we can have that relationship to the breath. But just to notice, what is that shift that Dogen's talking about? That rather than seeing the breath as a tool to help me do something that I want to do and get somewhere I want to go, the breath is just this. It's just what it is. It's so complete in itself. And to be able to savor that, to really meet that in its own fullness. It's like, rather than the breath as a tool, the breath as this expression of the moment, expression of reality, expression of who we are. You know, it has a little different flavor. You can kind of play with that and see what relationship to experience, what relationship to the breath, to the body, supports well-being? What relationship is nourishing? What relationship supports ease and letting go? You know, so this is kind of the art of this practice. So, what I tried to do this morning is also expand the instructions a little bit from the anchor that Brian talked about into this kind of mindfulness of the body. And being with the body is such a beautiful, important, healing practice to really learn to be in relationship with our bodies, not in a way that's less mediated by our thinking, by our evaluation. You know, so it's just like connecting directly, this direct experience. Our bodies are kind of like antennas, you know. Often I know what's happening for me, what I'm feeling through the body first. You know, body picks up all kinds of stuff. And what we think, as we know, has a big impact on the body. And how our body is, the condition of our body, has a big impact on the mind. So just stay close to the body, stay close to the sensations of body as we sit, as we move through our day, do our walking, do our daily activities and eating. To keep the mind in the body is a really powerful practice. So wish you a wonderful day of practice. And, yeah, thank you. I do have